This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Top leaders of all political parties are addressing rallies in various states as the first phase of Lok Sabha polls draws near. Polling will be held in 102 seats in 21 states and union territories on the 19th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Lok Sabha elections of 2024 is to provide new energy to the Viksit Bharat campaign. While addressing a rally in Rajasthan's Karoli today, he said in the last 10 years the BJP brought solutions to the problems on which the Congress had given up. He stated that the Congress gave the slogan of Garibi Hatao for decades, but the NDA government brought 25 crore Indians out of poverty. He added that the Congress left farmers on their own, but the BJP government is working in the direction to make farmers prosperous. Earlier in the day, while addressing an election rally in Rishikesh, Uttarakhand, the Prime Minister said whenever there has been a weak and unstable government in the country, the enemies have taken advantage and terrorism has spread its roots. The Prime Minister said his government has implemented one rank, one pension scheme for soldiers. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi said there are two major issues in the country, unemployment and inflation, but other issues are being given more importance. He was addressing a public meeting at Anupgarh in Rajasthan today. He said if the Congress government comes to power in the country, 30 lakh people will be given government jobs. Criticizing the Agnivir scheme, he said this scheme will be cancelled if the Congress government comes to power. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Mandla and Katni in Madhya Pradesh today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh also addressed a public meeting in Deotalab Assembly constituency of Mau Ganj Viva in Madhya Pradesh today. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati today said the present central government has made the reservation and promotion of government employees belonging to scheduled castes and tribes ineffective. The BSP chief was addressing a public rally in Bezanbagh ground in North Nagpur today. She said her party has been working for the upliftment of the backward. In Mizoram, the BJP has released the vision document for the state ahead of the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. The party has promised to upgrade Zoram Medical College to the Regional Institute of Medical Sciences, releasing the vision document. Senior BJP leader Dr. S. Jaishankar said the BJP has a solid record of 10 years of good governance. He said this election is not about 5 years, but an election that will set the course for the next 25 years when India attains 100 years of independence. The minister said the world today is looking towards India. Speaking to the media later, Dr. Jaishankar said the situation in Myanmar has required the centre to take certain precautions as the government gives top priority to the country's security. Mizoram will go to polls on the 19th of this month, wherein more than 8 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 1,276 polling stations across the state. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita in connection with the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The agency had recently questioned K. Kavita in Tihar Central Jail in the Delhi liquor scam. She is currently under the Enforcement Directorate's custody at Tihar Jail over the matter. The Enforcement Directorate arrested K. Kavita on the 15th of March in a money laundering case linked to the excise policy case. In Sikkim, the election campaigns for the simultaneous elections of the lone Lok Sabha seat and 32 seats of the State Legislative Assembly are gradually picking up momentum. The political parties are trying their best to garner the support of the electorate across the state, which will go to polls on the 19th of this month. BJP National President J.P. Nadda addressed the party's state election manifesto release function at Manan Kendra in Gangtok today. Addressing the function, he assured the people of the state to provide a clean and people-oriented government with peace, progress and development infrastructures. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a person in a case relating to revival attempts by People's Liberation Front of India, PLFI. According to the NIA, raids and searches were conducted yesterday by its teams with the help of local police in Jharkhand and Assam. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a target of 197 runs for Mumbai Indians at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Bengaluru scored 196 runs for 8 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Mumbai Indians were 23 for nil in 3 overs. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and elected to field. And with that, we end this news bulletin.